The following is a 1232 Studios production. It's your What's Up Raiders podcast.
Hello, Raider Nation. This is Gail DeWayne with your next episode of the What's Up Raider podcast, and I want to talk about, the game against the Washington Commanders just yesterday, the 21st of September. Let's be honest, it was atrocious. As a 50-year Raider fan, 50 years on the nose, I don't know if I've been this disappointed ever in a Raider game. It was terrible. All facets of the game were bad. There was parts in every offense, defense, special teams that made you just shake your head and just wonder what was going on. So bad all the way around. But I've decided not to have a game rewind. I think we all would rather just flush that and move on. We do want to touch a little bit on what could be happening in the building at Raiders HQ, what should be happening at Raiders HQ from an administrative and a player standpoint. You know, we've got some great leaders on this team, starting with Max Crosby, Geno Smith, and some others that have a little tenure with the Raiders, or people that are just established veterans in the league that are newer to the Raiders. And sometimes when these sorts of games happen, where you really don't like the outcome, either it's heavily one-sided or it's just, you know, you could have played to a better standard. It's up to the leaders to sometimes have a closed door meeting and really get down to the nitty gritty to make sure that everybody's on the same track moving forward. If you're committed, if you're all disciplined and you all agree that the season's not over, especially in the Raiders' case when we just finished the third game of the season. You know, these things have to happen, and they're not always fun, but they're necessary, and it takes leaders to make this happen. So let's just hope that all of the behind-the-scenes work is fine in Raiderland. All the administrative things are fine, including the coaches, John Spytek, the owners, be it Mark Davis and Tom Brady, should be involved. This was just atrocious. And we just need to hope that the Raiders can get it together and put together a successful season. 10 wins was my hope. I really did think this team could win about half of the games that it played. I also believe that Ashton Gentry's performance, if given blocking lanes, he was good for an additional 10 wins just by himself. I'll still stay true to that, because anybody who's really watching the games really can see that this kid is just an arm tackle away from just taking one all the way to the house. So let's move on. Let's move on and talk about a few things here. But first, I want to give a shout out to the call, text, and voicemail line. That's going to be 971-319-2976. Raider Nation, let me hear from you. Let me hear your thoughts. I know I wasn't the only one out there. They got tired of looking at those maroon or red colored jerseys and pants all over Raider colors. There's like three of their players to our one player holding with the ball, whether it's special teams or Gentry running the ball. It was just bad all the way around. So let's just move on. Let's not beat the bad into the dirt. Let's see if we can figure out what's going on. So again, that's 971-319-2976. Give me your take. Best takes will be used on air, and we are looking for regular callers and regular contributors. So let's move forward. Let's talk about Chip Kelly. How much of this is on Chip Kelly? Remember, he's the offensive coordinator, and to many of us, that just means the guy that calls the plays. But the offensive coordinator is the guy that brings in his system. He tells the assistant coaches what he wants, whether that's offense or defense. But the offensive guy, he's specifically offense. So he's going to tell the receivers coach. He's going to get with the O-line coach. and they're going to figure out a blocking scheme. Additionally, the quarterback coach is going to be online, and all the different parts of the practice are run on the offensive side to the liking and to the scheme that the offensive coordinator is bringing. And, you know, we are promised Chip Kelly. We were all told he's a guru. I still believe he's got some of that mad scientist in him, but, you know, it hasn't worked. It hasn't been pretty outside the first game, and that's ironic because the first game was in rain, and I'm beginning to think that slowed down the defensive pass rush or the aggressiveness of the defense because perhaps they hadn't seen Ashton Jeanty run. Now that teams see that we're a bit dysfunctional, perhaps they're a bit more aggressive, and it seems like we're getting an aggressive four-man fronts and dropping seven and just challenging us to throw to the lanes or throw to the open pockets, and everybody's coming downhill and attacking. So, so far, Chip Kelly doesn't really look like he's got an answer for this. I don't want to be too critical. After all, he's Chip Kelly, and I'm just a former Division II quarterback with a podcast these days. So, you know, I think Chip Kelly's earned his reputation, but I think a lot of us that watch this game, we all know that something's not right in that offense. So let's move on. Let's talk about Ashton Jeanty. I think we all know now why he wasn't getting the ball as much. The first 2 weeks were, you know, Ashton's not getting enough touches. Why aren't they giving Ashton the ball? And we kept hearing, like, you know, they want to bring him along slowly. And I personally, I think because nobody's going to watch more film on the Raiders than the Raiders. After every practice, they're breaking down film. They're breaking down individual everyday drills. They're breaking down team sessions. They're breaking down the 7-on-7, the air skelly. All that stuff, inside run, outside run, they get to see all of this on film. And to be honest with you, if anybody's going to know that they're terrible in between the tackles, specifically the guard, center guard, it's going to be the Raiders. Nobody sees more Raider film than the Raiders. And these guys all got plaques on the wall and different accomplishments. They are expert film watchers. So if there's anybody that knew long before us about what the heck was going on, it's the Raiders, coaches and administrators. So Spytek and all the gang, both coordinators and everyone knows that this has been bad. But how do we move on from it? So we talked about Jeanty. The stat came out today that Ashton Jeanty is getting pressure, having to beat contact or make people miss 56% of the time before he even gets to the line of scrimmage. And it looked like during the game that he's at least 2 to 3 yards in the backfield and having either getting tackled or having to make people miss. And that's got to be frustrating. And, you know, it's like I said, defenses are pinning their ears back up front and just overpowering our guys up front. And it looks bad. I hope that Chip Kelly is on his offensive line coach's ass. That's right. I did say that, on his ass, because it's Brennan Carroll. It's Coach Pete Carroll's son. He's a run coordinator and offensive line coach. It is his responsibility to teach the scheme of both the run game and the offensive line's blocking scheme. So if you've taken 5 seconds to look at any film, if you've seen any of the other podcasts, any of the other YouTube channels, you've seen that our interior guys, guard, center guard, are getting their butts kicked play after play after play. And I don't like talking down about people, and I don't like to sugarcoat things either. But when you look at Dylan Parham, he's on roller skates routinely, or he just misses. There's the initial contact, and the defensive lineman's 2 to 3 yards in the backfield waiting to either chase down, hunt down Geno, or figure out where Ashton is and make Ashton have to come off his spot. But our guard, center guard, doesn't look too good right now. They're all getting pushed back and just beat. They're just getting overpowered by bigger, stronger players on the other side. So Chip Kelly, believe me, is in meetings with the offensive line coach, Brennan Carroll, on how to fix this. I don't have the answer. You know, everybody's running this run zone blocking, inside, outside zone. Power scheme is not something that the Raiders are doing, although historically we have had the best luck with that. Most recently with the line that had, you know, we had the line Kelechi Osemele and some of these other veterans that they were awesome. They kept Derek Carr up during the one playoff game, but they were the best offensive line in football that year. We're just not seeing that level of performance right now. So if you look at the film, it shows way too many whiffs and late hands. That's why Jenty and Gino are getting lit up. Gino's coming off spot, and he's having to, you know, he's either sitting there and looking for someone to get open, and then an arm comes out and tackles him, or he's just getting outright sacked. He's having to move way too much. Personally, I like to see them move him around a little bit more. Offensively, we also look a bit disjointed. Against a basic four-man pass rush, we are getting our butts kicked. You know, that's 5 against 4. It just looks bad, you know. And then 7 people can just drop back in coverage and challenge us to beat them. And really, what they're doing is they're playing a deep zone behind it. We've seen cover 2, we've seen cover 3, but basically, we are not letting anybody. They're not letting anybody get behind them. Although Trey Tucker did have some luck this week, but he also runs a 4-2, so that helps. It's just we're not able to have Geno look and have the time for that. But they did hook up a few times this past week. And who would have thought at week 3, Trey Tucker would be our highest performing receiver? You know, all we did was hear about these young guys coming up this year. It just goes to show that you know, veterans have that experience. You know, even Jacoby Myers, although he's not getting the ball as much this past week, but Trey Tucker and Jacoby are our best go-to guys. Our looks like the rookie guys just need time, but you're not going to get time without any blocking up front at the quarterbacks having to run or avoid the pass rush. Let's talk about practice. Like Allen Iverson, I want to talk about practice. You want to talk about practice? What's going on Monday through Saturday? You know, we're in a time in the NFL where there's not a whole lot of padded practices, and it's, you know, it's mostly shirts and shoulder pads, or shirts and shorts and shoulder pads, and you know, sometimes just t-shirts and shorts, and then we have to get the guys ready to tackle on Sunday, and that's why a lot of the preseason games look sloppy, because the guys haven't done a whole lot of tackling. I'm going to have to ask this question. Are the Raiders getting a really realistic look during the week? Are they getting the type of authentic game look, or is it kind of toned down too much to where we just can't turn it up on game day? You know, I believe in you play like you practice. You know, some people say perfect practice makes perfect games. Well, I believe in perfect practice, and you'll play just how you practice, if that makes sense. I'm having a little hard time getting that out, but you'll play just how you practice. And are we getting the fine details down in practice, whether it's from the coordinator, the head coach, or even do we have a quality control guy that makes sure that we're getting those looks, that we're executing as we're supposed to in practice? Or are we kind of given the, oh, good enough kind of thing, and then we show up on Sunday and it's not good enough? So I have to ask that question. You know, it's just a quick, our players, the players on our beloved Raiders, are they getting an accurate look during the week? You know, last week we heard they didn't even pad up one time last week. And by far, it was the worst tackling of the season. I know it's just game 3, but you're supposed to get better every week. You're not supposed to, you know, digress and go backwards. So I have to ask that question. Additionally, what do the Raiders need to do? What do they need to do to fix this? Otherwise, it's going to be a long season. You know, I predicted 10 games. The team that showed up in Washington this past Sunday, they won't win four. And I don't think that I'm wrong. If you want to give me your number or you disagree with what I say, call me. Call me on the text and voicemail line. It's 971-319-2976. What's your take? Is this a 9 or 10 win team anymore? Like all of us thought? You know, or is this going to be a 4 to 5 win team and it's going to be another long season and we're picking in the top five again? You know, so someone asked me today, were we tanking for Arch Manning? And I was like, I wish, but no, it's not happening. So let's move on. Hit me up on the voice line. This is what needs to happen. Everyone, players, coaches, staff, everyone has to do better. I'm not calling for trades or cuts yet, but the standards have to show up now. What we saw this past Sunday, if this continues, these guys are going to check out. These guys are not going to, if it's going to be a 4-13 year, it's going to be a long year. And a lot of these guys, it starts to rip teams apart. Max Crosby's out there giving his all. He didn't have the best game, but he was still Max Crosby out there running around. But if this team just starts to, if they decide that they all want to go in the same direction and win and give the effort, that's different. We can see a turnaround. We can see the effort on the field. But if we see this thing start, the wheels start coming off, it could be a long year. So everybody has to do better. Offense, defense, special teams, position coaches, coordinators, head coach, administrative people, including scouts and John Spytek, even the owners are accountable in this. So that's what the Raiders are going to need to do in the short term. We can hypothesize what they need to do 3 to 5 games later. But when you're getting your butt kicked by Marcus Mariota, you know, we were all happy that we didn't have Jaden Daniels. Didn't need him. They scored 40 on us. Embarrassing. And it hurt. As a longtime Raider fan, it hurt. So, you know, I just went over what I think we need to do. Let's talk about two quick items. I want to know who decided to play Brock Bowers this past 2 weeks. In the environment where we're getting embarrassed, last week against the Chargers, he just wasn't ready. And this past week, obviously, he wasn't either. And as bad as we lost on Sunday, I think it would just better leaving him home to heal, leaving him in street clothes until he's better. This is not a team, unless proven otherwise, that is worth losing a guy like Brock Bowers early on. Like I said, I'd rather him be out 3 to 4 weeks and come back healthy and his old self. But if we're going to play him in 40-point losses, people hanging 40 burgers on us, then it's just not worth it. You know, he's got a long career ahead of him that we hope he's in the silver and black. So it's not worth risking him over these sorts of losses for sure. And the other thing I'll talk about is why haven't we moved Geno? And I say that because I think you guys all saw the same thing. We put him in shotgun, the pocket collapses, and, you know, he'll get away. He'll spin out of it. He'll kind of jog around out of it. Geno Smith, I think, is 34, 35 years old now. Why don't we do a little bit more controlled roles, set him up over the tackle? I know this kind of sounds like elementary high school ball and things like that, but what's the counter that we get him hurt because he's a sitting duck there in the pocket, and now we got to play our second stringer? You know, it's just not the way we want to. I don't think the Raiders want to do that. They gave Geno all that money, and then we're going to end up getting him hurt. And I think we all know why Ashton wasn't getting the ball, because we're going to get him hurt too. So this, we've got to do better. We've got to get more creative. We can move the pocket. We can do boots. We can do nakeds. Just get the ball out of his hand, a little misdirection. And we can lead off with the run on this kind of stuff. You know, it doesn't have to be outside run or inside. I think it's more inside run is what we're running, but we're not really getting Ashton around the edge. And perhaps we need to open up the play action. So that's going to be this episode of the What's Up Raider podcast, this quick hit episode. We're going to move on. We have a couple more episodes today, but call us on the voicemail text line at 971-319-2976. Be sure to like us and subscribe on the appropriate socials, YouTube. We've got X, we've got Instagram, TikTok, and the such. We're at What's Up Raiders. And you all walk with your pride and poise every day in your natural self life. And don't let any of the poop butts get you down. Thank you and see you next time, Raiders.
Raider Nation, be sure to give us a like and subscribe as this helps us to create more Las Vegas Raiders content. Follow us on all of our socials, including Instagram, X, TikTok, Reddit, Facebook, and YouTube. You can even call and leave a message or text us at 971-319-2976.